And having sat patiently on the bench, he's got over 20 years coaching men and women at the college level. He is at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. He is now a motivational speaker, a business guru, and oh yeah, you've written, Coach, 3 free ebooks. Am I remembering correctly?
That is right. Your memory is not failing you this morning.
Well, remind people of the titles and how they can get them, Jamie Beckler.
Yeah, you can get them at coachbeckler.com, and we've actually revamped our website. So they are there, and they look pretty and as pretty and prominent as ever. So beautiful page. So we have a newly designed website, but you can get on 101 Ways to Motivate Employees. There's a basketball one about called Talking About Practice, little Allen Iverson inspired ebook, and then we also have one insights from John Maxwell, Team Leaders. So it's called Growing Leaders, Growing Leaders.
And Alvin Iverson is now going to be running a team in a 3-on-3 league, but his players will never practice, right?
You know, if they play as hard as he did and have the talent that he did, they don't have to practice much. You know, he was one of the rare people that had amazing talent and was also the hardest worker in games. I never saw a guy work harder. He gave it all he had, but you wonder if he had worked a little harder in practices, would he have had a chance to win more championships?
That kind of transitions into our topic today, Coach, because a lot of people work very, very hard, and yet, even though they've worked hard, sometimes they get the proverbial gate, the swearing-out ceremony, the discharge, the de-employment, the creative outplacement. However people want to refer to it, sometimes we get the boot, and when we do, we have to know how to handle it, don't we?
Yeah, you know, I was one of the youngest coaches in the country at the NCAA level. I was 27 years old when I became a head coach, and I reached my goals much earlier than I anticipated. But a few years after that, I was called into the principal's office, so to speak. I got called in. The AD said, "Hey, Jamie, you got a minute?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, what's up?" And I go into his office, and he goes, "We're going to go in a different direction." And, you know, you never think it's going to happen to you, but it does. It does, and probably most of us have been let go. We've been demoted. We've been reassigned. We've been downsized, laid off, or just plain fired. And if we haven't, then somebody we know has. Somebody close to us. So this is something that happens to all of us. And, you know, for any of the NFL fans out there, Bill Belichick, you know, seems to be the greatest coach in NFL history. He was fired. Joe Torre was fired from the St. Louis Cardinals. Michael Bloomberg was fired from a business job. You know, there's greater people than me, a lot of greater, better people than me that have been fired or let go. But this is a common occurrence, and how we handle this sometimes can be the difference for us getting another job in the future or just our sanity. And so
I'm looking for my sanity. I know it's around here somewhere. Doggone it all. Look under the coat. No. Well, I've misplaced my sanity, but I have not forgotten some of those opportunities for creative outplacement.
Yeah, we do lose our sanity a lot of times when this happens because, one, first of all, we feel like, you know, we're wronged. And so we kind of lose our sanity. We don't have the right perspective on things when the reality is this did happen. It does happen. What are we going to do now? And so a lot of times we don't have the proper attitude about stuff. And my favorite philosopher, Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean, had a great quote. He said, "The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude toward the problem." And actually, just yesterday, I was sitting at a Dunkin' Donut, and I'm doing work because I have free Wi-Fi, and one of their employees is being very loud about the fact that he just got fired from his other job at Texas Roadhouse. And he's letting all the customers know that Texas Roadhouse is a bad place to work. And I'm thinking, you probably got fired from Texas Roadhouse because you're too verbal about stuff or you're too vocal. But anyways, the problem wasn't that he got fired from Texas Roadhouse. The problem was he wasn't moving on. The problem was his attitude toward that issue. And so it might lead to something worse down the road where people don't want to hire you because you're always complaining about stuff, about getting fired from your last job. You know, a lot of times we burn bridges. You know, don't burn bridges because you may need someone as a reference. And if somebody calls up your place of employment, what you want them to say is, yeah, we had to let them go because of downsizing, or we had to do this or that, but we didn't want to. This person was a great employee. It was just something that had to be done from a corporation level. You want that to be said of you. You want to have a good reference. And if you burn bridges because you're so upset, then not only are you going to be out of work, but you're going to limit your future. So those are kind of things that, you know, understanding just that bad things happen to good people. You know, like I said, some other people better than me have gotten fired, and that this is just the beginning of a new adventure. And sometimes we tend to dwell on the bad stuff as opposed to thinking about, you know, what opportunities are now created for us. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways if we just handle our downsizing or handle when we're out of a job and not panic. It is a bad thing. We don't like it. You know, we don't like when challenges come our way, but we can always turn these challenges into opportunities. And that's what a lot of people have to understand. And that's what I had to understand. And when I'm 27 years old, that's a tough object lesson. But I was able to, from the years going on, to learn from this and to be able to turn it into a positive and actually help some people, some of my friends who are in the same situation as me, and be able to handle it when they left their job. And especially in the age of Google and Twitter and social media, you know, you want to be able to be prepared for if people see on the internet that you were downsized or let go, or you don't want anything to be negative out there. And so the way you handle yourself after a negative situation can speak loudly.
Well, again, he is Coach Jamie Beckler. He is a motivational speaker. You can find out more about him at his website, Coach Beckler, BECHLER.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Coach Beckler, and get there and download those three free ebooks from his newly designed webpage. And until next Friday, Jamie, have a great week, and we'll look forward to talking to you then more about business.
Thanks a lot for having me, Allie.